Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Founders Grid sponsored by Gabor.io. Today we have Nicholas. Nicholas is the founder of MediaMatch.tech. Nicholas, welcome to the show.
Thank you, man. It's really fun to be here. Breaks up my Zoom calls on a regular basis.
That's nice. Thank you for joining us. A brief background about yourself prior to joining MediaMatch. What you've been up to?
I've been in the enterprise software space for 25 years. Prior to MediaMatch, my partner, Donna Valerio and I, so we're woman-owned and veteran-owned. We had kind of took a pivot with her digital agency, Blue Circle Marketing, and focused on early tech startups. So my other founder is a brilliant marketeer and digital strategist. So we combined that with sales, and we really did go-to-market strategies for European companies coming to the States and early tech startups that are very tech-heavy. So that's really where we went and started from here.
Got it. So, and how's been the journey so far?
Listen, when you're a founder, you don't sleep. You work a lot. You're, you know, COVID's forced us to work from home and be more productive. But we're, you know, 10 months from our launch, realistically the idea. We launched in June. We closed our pre-seed funding of 300K in August. Wow. And now we're closing on our seed round at 1.5. Our product is going to be MVP'd, just a core MM conference tool. So I'll no longer ever do a Zoom again. So we are literally developed. It's a URL. It's not a download. Wow. Very functionally rich, just like Zoom on steroids. It's more of a webinar tool than web conferencing tool. But that's tied to our street live streaming and many-to-many broadcasting platform. So it's been really amazing. It's, you know, it's, I don't think I could have started this company when I was 45. I'm 55 now. Because you need a network. You know, it's like they say a village raises a child. You need your peers. So my friends now who I've known for 20 years are now running companies. So it really helps to have a great network. It really helps to have failed a few times in your life, made a lot of mistakes and learned. I mean, mentally, you know, like anybody who builds something or fathers a child, you're so consumed with making sure it works, but you've got to like de-stress. You've got to like let the little things go. You got to make sure your teams has morale. They're being heard. I think that's the hardest thing in the COVID is making sure everybody's voice is being heard and we're not forcing things too much. It's a crazy ride.
Sorry for interjecting, but I would like to take a deep dive into that a bit more. You know, during COVID, March, April, May, I remember everyone, by May, I was feeling that many of the startup founders and their teams were feeling burnouts, right? Then June, July onwards, everyone started Googling mental health of the team and how to manage remote teams in better ways because some had teams in New York, San Francisco, especially with apartments are small, families are tied up and stuff like that. So can you share a couple of experiences that how your learning curve as a founder has been in regards to managing teams remotely?
Yeah, you know, we've got everybody's in separate places. We all work remote. Our dev teams are in Vietnam and India. So it really is staying focused on how people are reacting to things. I think getting outside is a really good thing. A lot of people on my team have dogs, so we get outside and take a walk. It's going to get harder when it gets cold. But I really feel like you've got to stay in touch with how people are reacting to conditions and, you know, it's milestones, right? Everybody's trying to reach milestones. And I think those milestones also have to be about how they are, how happy people are too, right? You know, our company focuses on veterans and empowering women. And, you know, you think about PTSD, it happens in different places. It's just not just military people. You can get really full of pressure and from work, being in the same room, working on the same project. So I think it's diversity too. I think it's like giving people different challenges, not keeping them on the same task, and just listening. At the end of the day, we just need to listen to each other. I think the political climate has forced us all kind of take a look at ourselves and how we react as a team. We're really diverse, and I think we kind of lean on each other that way. But it's really comes down from our CEO, Donna, and I've been friends and partners for a long time. And it's really just about listening to each other and, you know, working toward a common goal. I don't know. I mean, everybody does it differently. I just think you've got to ask your team what they need and try to give it to them.
God. So you mentioned about, you know, raising your pre-seed seed in August and right now over Zoom, I'm assuming.
Yep.
Can you share the experience and share it in a way that if you can also outline some 3 to 4 key points that can act as a piece of advice for young founders who are just starting out or trying to raise during the pandemic?
Yeah, I think you really have to have passion for what you're doing. You know what? Investors are, you know, some investors invest in IQ, like, oh, you went to Stanford. Some are EQ, you've got real emotional intelligence because you can lead a team. But I think AQ is really important today. And that's your adaptability, your ability to pivot. You know, the change in velocity of things today is incredible. Like what's happened in the last 10 months typically would have taken 5 years. The work from home, the pandemic, 5G has really leveled the playing field. I think investors want to understand from people, you know, if your number one revenue channel goes away, what are you going to do? How are you going to pivot and change? Also, it's just, you've really got to, when you're a founder, you've got to leverage your ecosystem. You have to have a great network. Being a United States Marine and being women owned has really, really dramatically helped us a lot. But you have to ask for help. And not that you need help all the time, but it's like, make sure you have great advisors. I've had to learn this whole process kind of from day one. I've been a part of Series A, B, and C on big teams, and there's been CFOs. But there's like great, so I've been a mentor at Bunker Labs. Bunker Labs, the largest veteran organization in the country that supports veterans and their spouses who are transitioning to entrepreneurship. So I mentor 7 different CEOs, very dramatically different companies. But the only commonality is our ability to share and support each other. So I think for young founders, you really got to have a good network of people. I don't care if it's an accelerator or an incubator where you have mentorship. I'm 55 years old and I still need mentorship. Nobody does this on their own. You really need to leverage an ecosystem of support and advisors and be able to just listen, take advice. You got to listen to your gut. But I think investors want to know that you have the ability to pivot and learn as quickly as possible, and you've got a good support system. And obviously, you have to have everything else. You have to have a product and a market, and you have to be able to understand process. So I think process is key.
Last question. As a founder and someone who's like moving at a pretty fast pace when it both comes down to development front, fundraising, multiple things, right?
Yep.
Own personal mental health, or what 3 things are you doing, or what 3 productivity hacks, or what 3 habits that you've developed that are helping you navigate through all of this?
You know what? It's so funny you say that, because it really is. When you're a founder, everybody wears multiple hats. You've got to make sure you have a calendar. And in that calendar, it forces me to, sometimes my other founder, Don, and I were laughing, like, you've got to create breaks where you can get stuff done. And you also need like to make phone calls, to follow ups. So I literally try to schedule everything on my calendar so that I'm giving myself time to think and read, because research is really critically important, following up. But I literally put time on my calendar for different things. And I take time in the afternoon to walk my dog for an hour for the mental health issues. But it's really about, you've got to stay focused. It's like hyper-focus and focus, right? You've got to put things on your calendar where you say, I'm going to do this for 2 hours, this for 3 hours. But you've got to have breaks within those calls, because mentally, just literally selling yourself and your company 8 hours a day is not good. And you need to have breaks in between that. And, being on meetings is not always productive. So you got to make sure that, we're writing content, we have marketing teams, but it really comes from the founders, what is the drive and focus of the business? And you got to make sure you're sharing that with everybody. and leveraging your team.
True. Nicholas, thank you so much for being on the show. I'm pretty sure we could have talked for another 15 minutes. But
now, Mustafa, I really appreciate
you. My marketing team forces me to keep them within 12 minutes. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Mustafa. I really appreciate it.